If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Colts have the ball at their 29-yard line. And Riley Leonard swings the ball out right side. Big loss on the play. Downs blasted.
Big hit by Kayvon Wallace on that play. I mean, he has become a de facto starter for you. And he shows that same quick trigger, same violence and physicality that the rest of the defense shows. And he's gonna matter a big deal to this defense.
Well, he's going
to
be important.
He's going to be important, if for no other reason than I think a team could try and look at him as a weakling and try and attack him. You got to hold up just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be, and that was a great play. He looked like a Jalen Petrie, Henry Toto in that game. Like he was shot in that play in particular, you just heard, like he was shot out of a cannon. And that's exactly what I hope to see.
That was his highlight. He had a few struggles.
He did.
He had some struggles with the coverage on the one. Alec Pierce also, I forget another play there where I was like, ooh, could have been. But that he's backup.
Yeah, that's where you are. I was just talking with PC, Patrick Creighton, who you'll hear on Area 45 this week. He was saying something which we all know and we saw in that second half. What we learned is that the backups don't do a great job of covering the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. And, thankfully it's not going to be your backups all the time, but Kayvon Wallace is stepping in as a starter. So he's going to need to be in tip-top, but – I think you trust D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke to have this defense ready to go come next week, Monday, when the Texans will play their wild card matchup. Right now, though, let's talk a little bit more about this victory 38-30 over the Colts in one of the best ways that I know how. Let's get the OG's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
All right, things that made me kind of go, over the course of the day. I'll do it in a sequential form here. Started out, decided, got invited to a couple of tailgates, so got there a little bit earlier than usual, hung out, didn't really drink, just kind of was hanging out with some friends and such. I'll get to the drinking part here in a minute because it's going to embarrass Reggie, and that's what I'm here for.
That's quite an assumption.
But what an interesting vibe. Now, it was also the Tailgater of the Year Day.
Yeah.
And you were involved in that. Again, I'll get to that in a minute. But interesting vibe compared to most games out in the parking lot. It seemed like it was very celebratory because obviously the Texans were in the playoffs and all that. But also a lot of questions about like who's going to play, who's not going to play. And I think a lot of people stayed out in the parking lots, and they were encouraged not to do it. But I think a lot of people stayed out in the parking lots a lot longer than usual because everything was, I don't know if it was the exact reasons why, but it just seemed like they were back to their old habits, and let's just party in the parking lots.
I could see how that logic would track for fans getting out into those lots and being like, this game isn't of the most utmost importance for me to get in and watch. And so on a Texans game day, one of the best things about it here in Houston is being out amongst the people in the lots. So I can understand you going, if that scale tilts even further towards tailgating, I'm going to be out here tailgating. Like, I can't blame people, even though everybody wants to be in that building. Everybody wants them in that building having a good time and creating an environment that helps the boys on the field.
Is it wrong that I had about a five-minute conversation with one listener at a tailgate yesterday about Amy Adams is going to lose that game just to spite Houston?
Is it wrong? No. I mean, it's not wrong to have that feeling. I feel like that's what her family has generated.
Just to stick it to Houston again.
That is what her family has generated their reputation to be in the great city of Houston. Mm-hmm. They got to live by that, man. What did they say? Make your bed and you got to lay in it? Yep. That's their bed that they've made, is that name.
Some people were convinced.
That name around these parts.
They hate her that much. They're like, oh, she's going to tell them.
And they found good company
in
you.
And they got whacked, too. They got destroyed.
Yeah, I don't know if her plan was for Cam Ward to sustain, what was it, an AC joint sprain?
AC joint, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that was the plan in order to make this happen, but yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get into the game now.
Are we?
Mostly.
Okay.
You won the toss.
Yes, they did. They won the toss.
And elected to receive.
I do not understand this team.
Again.
I do not understand them.
Why?
I don't know. Well, actually.
What is your calling card?
Allow me to channel D'Amico Ryans. I'm not going to try and do the D'Amico Ryans voice. I haven't worked on that enough, although I probably should at this point.
Yeah.
They want to go and attack. They want to set the tone.
Your calling card. They can get the ball at the 40.
Set the tone,
and
baby.
And you still set the tone with your defense.
I know. I'm with you. In fact, I was there with you in that moment, making a whole bunch of noise about that. In the press box. Yeah, I don't understand it. These are the things that still worry, concern, all of those feel too strong. But these are the things that pick me a little bit that I go, if you end up in the really worst case scenario, these are the things that you look at and you go, damn, we could have helped ourselves out by being better in these moments.
Yeah. I just feel like.
Well, you went and scored three.
And then what happened?
3-0.
And then what happened?
And then you went and got another field goal.
Well, no, you were down 10-3 at one point, weren't you?
Or were you? Okay.
You ended up, they scored a touchdown, and then you're down 10-3.
Yeah, that's right. It was 10-3, and then you got back to 10-6.
Again, your calling card is defense. Your identity is defense. Your culture is defense. Hey, we want the ball. We're going to make a statement. Reggie, this is game management. We talk about game management a lot, in terms of end of halves and, some of the decisions you're making and all that. This is one.
From the 8-3-2, do you want your best unit on the field coming out of halftime? That's defense. No, you want an opportunity to score.
Yes.
Coming out of half.
Yes.
That's what you want.
And make that statement, which you have with your defense early. All right, another passing thought for you. The fake punt was a thing of beauty by the Colts, but it wasn't even half as fun as what happened next. And if you weren't paying attention, and I'll get to this in a second.
This ties in with your previous passing thought, in my opinion.
So you're sitting there. They do a fake punt, the Colts, successful pass, and the punt team stays on the field. And you're looking at me like, wait, did I miss something or did that just happen? And I'm like, I think so. I was confused too. But then they ran basically a wildcat out of the punt formation again to catch the Texans with 12 men on the field, and that worked too.
Yeah, and I thought that was a heady play. I thought that was good game management from Shane Steichen, at least in my estimation, recognizing, hey, there was a little bit of a dicey circumstance on that catch. Let's get up and go quickly. Or whether it was a dicey circumstance or they saw that the defense had 12 men, they were like, go quickly.
What a great game plan. Just adjustment on the fly.
Line
stay
up,
out there.
Just line up quickly. Yeah. Get down. Run the play. Get the penalty.
Yeah.
If you'll allow me to go backwards, people are making the note. They want CJ to have more opportunities, especially in a game where you weren't sure that he was going to play the second half. I guess. I don't know that I'm leaning that heavily into that one. And maybe that's what it is. Come out, set the tone, and have as many opportunities offensively to feel like you're your best version of yourself.
Everybody wants the ball to start the second half. Doesn't matter who's quarterback.
That's generally how I feel. But
everybody.
I just wanted to express a counter argument that has been made.
Sure.
Anyways.
All right. Just how important is Nico Collins to this offense?
Wildly.
Oh, my
Wildly
gosh.
Important. Although, you could say.
Now, Hutchinson came through.
Hutchinson showed up many different times.
But that first half, when all the starters were
Dalton
on the field.
Schultz had, yeah. Dalton Schultz with the one-handed grab. Yeah. Like that felt like something that was a step above what we're typically used to seeing from his bag of tricks, so mm-hmm. to say. Those two demonstrating their wares was encouraging. But it's a lot different when you have Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, there were still some impressive, I think, offensive things that we've seen, but seeing it happen continue. Like, one of the things I love mm-hmm. seeing from this offense that I will give credit to Kaylee and the offensive staff that's put together the game plans is I love seeing the motions that they use
yeah.
to generate leverage, whether it's, you know, doing that little quick shift, you know, from changing your wide receiver two to your wide receiver one on that side or what mm-hmm. have you, where that creates a little bit of leverage. You force that defender to move, or you give yourself outside leverage, inside leverage, change who mm-hmm. the wide receiver two is and change what that coverage is going to be. Play with the defense and dictate some things to them. And there was a few times where they did that
yeah.
and created some opportunities. And I like seeing those things. How much better are those when Nico's on the field? Exponentially.
Yeah.
Exponentially.
All right, another passing thought here, and this is one not necessarily in the game, but in the press box. Reggie Atitula was drunk.
That's right.
You know, now, Reggie was with you. I mean, Reggie. Figgy was with you.
He was.
Tailgater there. Yeah. I want to revisit this tomorrow.
Please.
Because watching a game with you when you clearly had a lot of fun in the parking lot, and you were fine after about a quarter and a half or so, but
mm-hmm.
Early on, that was an event, man.
Was it a good event or a bad event? That's the question I have.
It was a fun event. There were a lot of, like, we're just watching the game, and all of a sudden I hear, oh, my God. And you were just, like, trying to, like, snap out of it. So I heard, oh, my God. And then a couple minutes later, and I was trying not to laugh because I knew I was going to talk about it today. and I was talking. I was like, you'll be all right. Just, you know, go get some coffee. And then a couple plays later, you go, man, this is hard.
It was.
And then my favorite of all, and we've all been there. I'm not passing judgment. I just haven't done it in the press box next to you. Every once in a while, you get that deep exhale. You know how you're trying to, you know.
Got to reset.
Yeah.
Got to reset.
So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, you just hear Reggie trying to like snapping himself in the back.
All right, I got to lock in.
Yeah. That deep exhale.
Definitely had to lock in. Look, I gave my body for the tailgater of the year.
You did.
There are 8 different tailgates.
Yeah.
And one of the things about the tailgater of the year team is that not everybody's going to drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, I will make it my duty for every tent I go into, give them a fair opportunity.
Yes.
I tried to, you know, kind of pace myself.
Mm-hmm.
But a shot at every drink is 8 shots, right? Or at every tent is 8 shots.
I have heard
talk
that,
less of drinks that you add on top.
I have heard that deep exhale so many times
over
the years. I was like, that was great. And then, by the way, the fake punt and the punt team staying on the field, that happened during this before you snapped out of it. And you were like, wait.
I was perplexed.
You know how you're driving or somebody else is driving and you're drunk in the car and all of a sudden you see something really weird on the side of the road? You're like, was that real? Like, is that a cow?
That's right. I look, I am not ashamed at this at all because I have a good reason for it. And I was not being reckless in that. I did think to myself, though, once I left the press box, I think I moved around the building a little bit
mm-hmm.
Post halftime.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself,
got that B12 shot?
No, I did not. But I did wonder to myself, should I have been in the press box?
No, it was fine. It was just me.
I was like, had I had too many to then be professional in the press box?
No. I don't think anybody myself. Really noticed. I was just like right next to you. So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
that,
man.
That was I was struggling.
I was struggling through it. I'm going to be honest, but it was for a good cause. It was the HEB tailgate.
It was absolutely. And shout out to tailgate that won.
Yeah, man. Notorious Vatos.
Notorious Vatos. There we go.
They come in second place a number of times. So it was cool for them to get over the top, which honestly, it's kind of the way I feel a little bit about the Texans going to the playoffs. Y'all have had a similar outcome a number of times. This is the time to get over the top on it.
Shout out to Notorious Vatos. Couple more real quick here. We saw, and I mentioned it earlier if you weren't listening, the epitome, the perfect example, the best example, ball don't lie. That Tommy Togiai touchdown was That was perfect. You know, he didn't get the ball from C.J. Stroud on down on the goal line when he was fullback. You know that bothered him, even though it was all's hell that ends well on that drive because C.J. scored. But for him to get that touchdown, that's ball don't lie, man. You will never convince me otherwise.
That was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool for that to bounce that way for him. I just love how much this team loves each other. Elijah Huzzy mm-hmm. also got an interception in this, and you could see how visceral it was for the rest of the team, yeah. particularly the rest of the defense. The dudes at the deeper spots of the depth chart in the roster, they all care for each other in a deep way. I think those are some of the things that make this team special. Is not just that they play mm-hmm. with that level of intensity. They love each other with that level of intensity. They really do fight for one another. And that's not crazy
odd for
a sports team. Mm. But also, this feels like a singular unit. This does not feel like a lot of little factions. And I think I don't know that that's going to be the end all be all. We're mm-hmm. not going to get 4 or 5 weeks from now talking about a team having accomplished great things, and the reason why they did it is because they love each other. We'll be talking about the things that they did on the field.
Yeah.
But those things, I think, and maybe I'm too sappy or whatever, mm-hmm. I think that those are the things that matter
You're right. One more real quick one, because I know you probably have a thought on this. Alec Pierce ejection was far too harsh. There has to be some sort of interpretation of the rule, a gray area or whatever. He really just stuck his arms out trying to state his case. Now, he was too close. Yeah, but
he's too close, man.
And just kind of glanced him, I guess, with his bicep or something.
I think he kind of got him a little bit with the torso by trying to get in close.
Way too harsh.
I think there is an argument, though, to be made that do you want your referees having judgment calls on things like that? Because that could go a wild way, but you did see a wild thing happen here where a player not being aggressive, just trying to get close
he
enough
stuck
to
his
argue,
arm out, like, listen to
to
me.
Argue his case, then get thrown out. This feels like, as much as I don't like talking about refs, this feels like a real problem that we have mm-hmm. in refereeing and sports in general. I recognize that it's hard and sometimes mistakes happen. It's the abuses of power, for lack of a better term, the instances where there's just an unnecessary step here that feel like, hey, we're losing the plot on what this is, and that further corrodes the relationship that the fans have with the value or the way that this thing goes. So, that one really frustrated me. And I'm saying that as a dude who very much would have liked to see Alec Pierce stop doing that
to the
Texans.
But
I would like to see him stop doing this to the team. But that absolutely should not have happened if we're being entirely fair and honest. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Reaction Monday. And coming up next, you're in for a treat, because we will see how this mixtape goes with no Figgy Fig. I am once again on mixtape duty, and we will begin with a little bit of hot mic as we often do. But coming up next, the mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. It is the mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. I am not Figgy Fig. He's still off. Somebody texted earlier, when will Figgy be back? And we'll find out. He'll let us know.
We'll start finding out tomorrow, I guess.
He'll let us know, D'Amico Ryan style.
Yeah.
For the time being, I am still holding down the mixtape here. 713-572-4610 is the way to get involved. I want to get a few sports things out the way before we go down that path. I know that there is a lot of love for this particular surname in the city of Houston, Kubiak, right? And the one who is taking up the some space in the NFL world is Clint Kubiak, offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. His team having a bye week in the first round after getting the number one seed in the NFC. That'll give him time to, one, game plan, but two, more importantly, interview. It seems like his name is coming up a lot in this particular way. It seems like he is of interest for the Atlanta Falcons job.
Ooh, baby.
That has come open.
Ooh, baby. That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
He is a quick riser. Mm-hmm. He has not been at the offensive play calling for very long here.
1 year. Well, not even done yet, but this is his only year. He was, I want to say, he was either quarterback's coach, but he might have been assistant quarterback's coach last year. It was crazy.
This is actually something that, if you will indulge me, I'd like to have a conversation about, because I've been asking myself, looking at the larger, you know, potential quarterback or sorry, coaching candidates in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of defensive guys who have some experience. There's a few retreads. There's not a lot of
new blood.
There's not even new blood. There's not a lot of offensive guys with a little bit of tenure. Mm-hmm. So you'd be getting some pretty raw, for lack of a better way of saying it, offensive-sided guys, or maybe some defensive guys with some pelts on the wall that seem like they could be leaders of men. And the question I have is, with all the jobs that open up, how do you think they lean? Because it feels like in the recent history, a lot of teams have been leaning towards offensive play callers. Mm-hmm. We've seen this time and time again. Texans being one of the few teams that went the other way, going and getting a defensive head coach and a play caller.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good defensive guys. Obviously, Matt Burke, Chris Shula from the Rams. Brian Flores is a name that comes up. I can go on and on and on with some of the really good defensive-minded defense coordinators that I think would be up there. But I still wonder if the inertia of we want offensive play callers is still going to win out, as you see with Clint Kubiak getting a little bit of a look here.
I think ultimately it does win out, but I think there's more of a trend of the defensive guys simply because the way the NFL game has been sort of transitioning to that style of game. We see it with D'Amico here and, you know, other teams as well. But ultimately, it's about the quarterback position. It's about offense. And Stefanski's going to get a job, I think, pretty relatively easily in this offseason, despite just getting fired. So I think he'll still lean toward offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll suck for some of the other defensive coaches that are looking for their head coach an opportunity. Selfishly, that could play out fine for you if Matt Burke is not tapped to helm his own team and continues to be such a boon to what you do
around
these parts. But we continue around, or actually there was a couple more notes that I wanted to make sports-wise before we get to the shenanigans. Jim Crane, Dana Brown, and Tatsuya Imai, the newest pitcher for your Astros, all sat are sitting down for their press conference. I don't know if it's wrapped up yet, but I have seen a few notes from it, one of which is very intriguing, and that is that Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, said that the team has added scouts in Seoul, Tokyo, and Taiwan this summer in hopes of expanding its footprint. That's got to be a big plus for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier when we were talking about this. I think they're really, you know, there's a real initiative with such, you know, they've been so good in South America. You know, they had their Venezuelan Academy and doing so well with Dominican players and Cuban players. They've kind of set the standard in South America. And I think now makes sense. Do what, you know, the next gold mine, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm excited about the possibility of being able to expand that. And plus, the international acquisition circumstance, like that is a market inefficiency, for lack of a better term, a way of adding in talent that's not the draft, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the big things about the South American way about going things is getting players that way is huge, and you can get in on the ground floor, so to say, at a somewhat cheaper dollar amount.
$10,000 sometimes,
The international market, not quite the same, but you can add some really impactful players that you don't have to do as much development on.
Exactly.
Like Imai that's coming in pretty ready to go. So I'm excited to see what that does. But yeah, there you go. A little bit of sports stuff here on the front end of the mixtape. We continue here on the mixtape, Sports Radio 610. And I want to do a little bit of hot mic. I told you I'd do this. We talked about it a little bit already. Myles Garrett is the all-time leader in sacks in a regular season. 23 is the number after he brings down Joe Burrow and passes T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan, who were tied at 22.5. As the previous lead. Michael Strahan being the previous leader, you heard his immediate reaction, and I think we still have that here for you as well. But this was Michael Strahan, NFL on Fox, talking about his record being surpassed.
I mean, I hold a record for a 16-game season. They hold a record for 17-game season. That's the way it works out.
Still claiming the title.
But you know, you can't compare records from 12-game seasons to 16 and 17-game seasons.
That's
true. This young man's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I know that he has so many more sacks left than him. 30 years old. I think I had just as many, if not more, sacks after 30 as did Bruce Smith, as did Reggie White. I think he's just getting going. He's just finding his stride. And you don't know how hard it is to do that on a team that isn't always in the lead, a team that isn't always competitive. I think that is the most amazing thing about it. He's done it on a team where he's the focus. He's the guy that gets doubled and tripled every time. It has never stopped him from going out there and putting up
and
numbers
not
year
playing
after
with
year.
The lead,
without playing with the lead. I mean, this kid is amazing. And I really just want him to be on a team, which hopefully will be Cleveland because he signed a long-term deal there, that wins and gives him the opportunity to have the ultimate thing in this game of a team game, which is a Super Bowl.
How impressive is this?
Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
Incredibly. I mean, I think there's no question that outside of the Bubba Smiths and those that they didn't keep the numbers exactly, so it's hard to tell. I think since Reggie White, probably the most dominant pass rusher since Reggie White, in my view, because he has all those things that you just heard him talking about, and still being able to get these things done and make the sacks, not only playing from behind, but playing on losing teams, it's just hard to stay up every week. It was easy to stay up for this week because he was so close to the record. But to get here when you have five wins, you know, just to be up every week and just completely dominant. I mean, just a physical freak. He's just built differently than most human beings. And I think he's the best since Reggie White.
That's high praise for him, but it feels like it. It feels like, would you scoff at the idea that he's the best player in the National Football League?
Well, by position, I think he's right there, probably 1, 2, or 3.
Especially if you don't add a multiplier for a quarterback.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's just specific to the position he plays, I would say, he's either 1, 2, or 3. You know, he's right up there.
713 said, hell no, LT forever.
Well, I mean, let's talk about LT. You know, the most dominant linebacker in history, and certainly unbelievable pass rusher. Yeah. But we're talking about a rush end that weighs 285, 290 pounds. Come on. That's stupid.
Sick.
Stupid.
Hey, salute to Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. Texas boy, for taking over the sack record from one of your opponents, or your opponent coming up, TJ mm-hmm. Watt, is now second, tied mm-hmm. for second on that list.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. Colin, it's the mixtape here. Sports Radio 610. I wanted to bring this to the mixtape because this is also still sports related, but I need to get some of the off the beaten path to really mm-hmm. call it the mixtape. And do you realize that the Gen Z, they might be okay here, John Lopez, because they're figuring out something that I think previous generations also figured out. What is one of the things that has been concerning with Gen Z is mm-hmm. they just don't seem to be getting together. You know what I mean?
It's oh,
like
yeah.
We worry about the babies and seeing if they can actually mm-hmm. find love or companionship in one way or another.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that they're not finding each other, and that's it. That is all I said,
yeah.
Colin. And you can add whatever else you want to add there. Are you familiar with the app called Field?
As in Field and Stream?
F-E-E-L-D.
Fishing?
This is apparently a location-based dating app that is... aimed at people who are interested in ethical non-monogamy, polyamory, and casual get-togethers.
Ethical.
Buddy, don't ask me. I am reading off the website.
It's a very general area.
Oh.
People have different opinions on ethicals.
I was about to say, are you familiar with this app? Colin,
know.
You want to bring that? Okay, very good.
I'm just saying that people...
It seems like you are.
But the reason why I bring them up, because they put together an end-of-year report. And in their report, apparently, sports is among the fastest growing interests in the younger generation.
Not a baby.
So when it comes to getting together, they are finding that doing the sports is a great way to find people to rock with. Why did it take them so long to find this?
That's a story as old as time.
Why did it take them so long to find this?
That's exactly.
Now, the interesting thing within this is the fastest growing sports. Can you guess what those would be for the younger generation?
Spectator or participant?
Yes, on both sides.
I'm going to say pickleball.
Okay.
As a participant. Spectator, I will say soccer?
Half points for the man. Half points for the man. So according to their report, when it comes to Gen Z, when it comes to the fast scoring interests, tennis and soccer.
Okay.
Leading the pack.
I can see that.
And then as when it comes to like certain sports athletes, there's a lot of love for some of the women's sports, some of the women's athletes that are also making their big names, being big brands on social media. But apart from tennis and soccer, 600%, upwards of 600% interest spike in basketball, football, running, swimming.
That checks out to me.
The kids are finding sports finally.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids are finding sports, and apparently it's helping them get to the relationships.
By the way, aren't you
proud of the babies?
I'm very proud of the Gen Zers. By the way, I just looked up Field.
Uh-huh.
It's a wild ride, man. There's a lot of stuff going on that app.
You going to hop on there?
Oh, no.
You think Jan will let you hop on there?
Oh,
no.
It's a little bit of everything. I'll put it that way.
Yeah,
I was just
amazed that the babies were like, man, I'm having it hard to find people. Yeah. What am I going to do? Maybe if I play sports where other people are there and we can have a common interest, that'll work. I just love that that's what it took.
Yeah.
It's a rough world out there, man.
Yeah.
Well. We got there. The babies did figure it out, and I'm proud of them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis and soccer being the big ones.
I like that.
You know, you're not going to go boomer and be like, you need to watch the football, cut all that tennis and soccer stuff out.
You know how I feel about soccer. I love it.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the mixtape.
We need to get him introduced to AFCON, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we do. In fact, I've been messing up not putting the AFCON on the TV for you. I apologize.
Okay.
But we'll do that here soon. But there you go. Another edition of the mixtape here.
What?
On Sports Radio 610.
AFCON.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll tell you in a break. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Yeah. Reaction, victory reaction Monday here on Sports Radio 610 after a 38-30 victory for your Houston Texans that finishes off the regular season, but the job's not done. But I mean, the job that they've done to this point is to be credited, John Lopez. I was looking at the notes after this game, and it almost is annoying how many things you have to mention that were notable in what they did this year. Tied for the franchise record of most wins in a season of 12. Tied for the franchise record of most home victories of 7. Made sure that they set the franchise record for fewest giveaways of 12, which is one of those things mm-hmm. that we haven't talked about a lot, but we have in a different way, which is that's been the game plan, is just make sure you don't give the football
marching
away.
Orders. Yeah.
They managed to get it done. You know, forced 19 interceptions, which is tied for third most in franchise history. I mean, 404-point score was the second most in a single season in franchise history, which is crazy to think
about.
That
was a little surprising.
That is wild to consider, yeah. Considering we watched this offense and we were like, it feels like there should be more mm-hmm. that is wrung out of this, but I mean, for you,
a lot of field goals, I guess.
Yeah, no, yeah. For 100%. As you mentioned, 45 of those things mm-hmm. they let Kyemi Fairbairn absolutely led all kickers in scoring without question. And so, with that being the case, you look up and you go, "What for you was the most impressive thing in the regular season?" They're not done by any means, and I don't mean for this to sound like a coronation of ending point or of any sort with what they've done. But I'm interested. Well, you know, in this moment where you have an opportunity to look back, what was the most impressive thing, or what some of the most impressive things that you've looked at in the regular season that they've done here?
The most impressive thing as a team.
Sure.
As a team, what they did. I mean, you hate to just, sometimes you just got to make the layups, right? I mean, it's, you know, the pressure they can put on opposing quarterbacks, just completely breaking teams. That's been the plan all along, is to make the defense the calling card of this squad. I think beyond that, though, I was really worried about C.J. Stroud early in the year. I think we all were. Mm-hmm. Just is it really a buy-in? Is this another mistake at the offensive coordinator position? Is he sort of getting handcuffed to an offense that doesn't suit him? What's his confidence level? I think the best thing that happened all year is you could see, and it wasn't overnight, But it was a gradual sort of buy-in and death by a thousand cuts sort of, you know, embracing of that whole philosophy with this offense. Because this offense, it still is not what, if you gave him some truth serum, I still think it's not close to what C.J. Stroud wishes he had.
Oh, but, no, absolutely yeah, not.
But he's bought in. You know, it's working to the tune of 9 straight wins and just enough here and there, you know, points to get it done. I'm frankly surprised. It's not because I didn't think highly of his character or you know, whatever. I just, it's hard. You know, it's hard to all of a sudden have really bad, a bad start to the season. The offense is not clicking. You're getting behind the chains. There's a lot of mistakes, a lot of mental errors, a lot of offensive line problems. And then over the course of about a 5-6 week span, it just goes, okay, maybe there's a little something there. And then it gets a little better. Then it gets a little better. And it's still not, you know, lighten up the scoreboard by any means, but I think that to me was the most impressive thing.
Yeah, you can see there's instances where there's great pride in mastering the little things. Mm-hmm. I think there's still room to grow in that for C.J. Stroud, clearly. But I mean, there was a point in time where I think it was a little double slant, and he throws to the outside receiver. And in that moment, I might have said in the press box that one should have gone to the inside mm-hmm. receiver because that zone hook defender kind of fades off the first route and tries to get into that window. And CJ just keyhole shot, right? And boom, throws it in there. Nice and easy grab. And it's just like, those are incredibly tough throws that are relatively small, that are not going to be praised.
Yeah.
But those are the moments that it feels like we see a little bit more frequently happen in his benefit. It's like, can you manage to stitch all of those together consistently and then add in some more of the detailed things? And this, I might be asked being greedy, but hey, I feel like I'm in the place where I should be.
Yeah.
You know, can you dominate the pre-snap stuff and make sure that everything is together? But you could see the ways in which he is corralling and controlling more and more of what's happening here. I don't want to move past what you were talking about defensively because, and maybe this is just very front of mind because I read Tyler Dunn's piece about the defense. It's kind of crazy that the Texans went and put an early 2000s defense in 2025.
Yeah.
In the year of our Lord 2025 and now 2026. Mm-hmm. The league is not supposed to go this way.
And it's not going this way.
They've built the league to where they've litigated out some of the violence of this sport.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texans have managed to do the unthinkable, which is put the violence in within the boundaries of what it does.
Yes. And getting the right people to fit that, you know, from Jalen Petrie, who really, you know, we all say deserves more credit. So maybe he is getting the credit. But either way, from Petrie to Al-Shaair, which, by the way, last week, you know, I wasn't here, but Al-Shaair getting the Good Guy Award?
Yes, the Good Guy Award.
Which is very well deserved, but is so contrary to what you see on the field. That's the type of person that should fit this defense and they're fitting into this defense. Hell, Tokiai. I mean, this is a guy that is almost probably the star interior defensive lineman right now.
All right, don't do that to Sheldon Rankins now.
No, I said probably, but also
hold on.
Like he is getting the most love, you know,
he is
internally and externally, and you know that fits. That's a guy that could have just fallen by the wayside, and then you have the superstars that fit perfectly. Will Anderson, who here's another thing I noticed, and I wasn't here for the Chargers game, but. Well, he can deliver a pregame speech.
Will?
Yeah,
Will's coming to his own.
He's got a good delivery, man.
At what point, I'll ask you this, as you, the dude who's covered sports for umpteen years, at what point do we do the veteran thing and it's actually true? Because I saw something that drove me up a wall a week ago, I think, where somebody was like, yeah, it's a second-year veteran. And I was like, get that out of my face.
It's got to be three, right?
We're 3 years in.
Yeah.
On Will Anderson Jr.
But it's got to be like you get three under your belt, then you're a veteran.
And he has always been
maybe by now.
Mature for his age,
maybe by
so to
now.
Say.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that you're starting to see some of that as well.
Yeah.
And I think that you can give credit to someone like a Sheldon Rankins who is a dude who both Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans recently talked about as being a dude who, when he speaks, everybody listens.
Yeah.
You got Azizes. You have you've got this nice hierarchy of, you know, player leaders as well. At least defensively. Offensively, that's one of those things that we go, who are those guys? We still have, at least from the outside looking in, I'm intrigued on that. But I think you're also seeing how that brings dudes along, including Will Anderson Jr., who I imagine is the pet project because he's the franchise player right now.
He's got to be, right? Because Derek Stingley doesn't, you know, he just puts his hoodie on, walks in the building, gets his work done, walks home. And goes home.
I like how you said walks. Like you got him carrying his lunch bag, backpack, taking a metro to the building, riding the rail.
Yeah, riding the rail. But no, he's so good. But his personality is not there. I think Lassiter is getting into that role. I think clearly Petrie is in that role. But it's Will Anderson, and it's not Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter does a lot. He kind of reminds me of Andre Johnson. In that he doesn't say a lot, but when he does, you better listen.
Yeah,
and it's pretty profound on the defensive side. But it's Will Anderson. So many of those guys on the defensive side just fit perfectly. You know what DeMeco wants. That's why they're playing the way they are.
Incredibly impressive. Yeah. And this was just the capstone of the regular season portion of it. The thing that kind of and the reason why I wanted to have this conversation in this moment is what sucks is don't nobody care about none of that. In a grander scale. Obviously, we here locally care about it. It's been fun, in all reality, to have the Houston Texans be a name that is thrown about in a way of fascination. You can hear the glee with which football people are talking about the Houston Texans as a team that is incredibly fun to watch defensively, a team that everybody should be afraid of in this playoff season.
Oh, it's no longer just us.
No, it hasn't been for quite a few weeks.
Yeah, at least a month. Like, watch out for that team. Nobody wants to face the Texans. That's stuff that we were saying maybe 6-8 weeks ago. It's everybody now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all fine and good. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the outcomes are in the playoffs. And you start versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that in some ways likes the game plan that you have. I just don't know that they have the same level of in it that you do. I truly believe I keep thinking about the Bane comparison. Is it the Dark Knight? The Dark Knight Rises. I don't remember which one specifically, but you think the dark is your ally sits with me. That's how I feel like the Texans look at any of these other teams. Oh, you want to get into the mud over here? No. This is where we live, and this is where we want to be, and we rep it. We make sure that we do this. We practice it with the level of intensity, and this is where we want to be. And that's why I'm not particularly fearful of what the Pittsburgh Steelers do.
Well, I'm not either, and I've tried to make that very clear. What I'm saying is, like, the Texans are better at playing that kind of football, playing defense, keeping it safe offensively, making no mistakes, keeping it ugly, low scoring. They're better than that at the Steelers. But I think the Steelers love playing in this type of stuff, and so that's what they're going to get. That's what they're going to get in this game. Steelers against a team like Jacksonville, I think they'd be a lot more afraid to play Jacksonville than Houston. Just because they know they have a chance to get completely blown out. Buffalo, you know? I think with the Texans are the better team. The Texans are going to win. You know, spoiler alert, I'm telling you right now from a week tonight, the Texans are going to win.
Here you go.
But the Texans could...
Damn, you gave it away.
He keeps doing this, bro. He keeps doing this.
But would you agree with that? They would be a lot more afraid to play the type of game that they would have to play against a Jacksonville or a Buffalo than Houston.
Listen, I know the deal is going around of like, hey, nobody wants to play the Texans.
Yeah.
Well, the Texans offense has to make it to be that nobody wants to play the Texans.
Yeah.
Because I disagree with that. Like I think it's hell to play against that defense. But you know, 9 times out of 10, they're playing in Indy,
yeah,
against Buffalo, against the Raiders, against the Titans, against the Chiefs. They're not running away from you.
Yeah.
And they probably may go through lulls, especially if you have any kind of a defense.
Crazy lulls.
They'll go through lulls of offense. And you know, like, it may be difficult, but if I can make two, three, four plays. I have a chance.
Man. Especially with DK Metcalf returning. Yeah. We got the news today that he's been reinstated.
Yeah, they're never going to get away from you. In most cases. The Cardinals are the only team here recently that they just run away from.
Right.
And that, and you should, and I want people to hear me, you should have, and I'll say it all week, you should have ultimate confidence in this game. You should have ultimate confidence in the Texans. there shouldn't be a fear of anybody in the field. But if you're honest with yourself, if you're a Texans fan, you're also scared to death.
Yeah.
Because it's just not comfortable to be in one score games in the fourth quarter where anything can happen.
Yeah, and one team in the postseason.
It's just not comfortable.
One team in the postseason other than the Texans that's really comfortable in that environment? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Always appreciate D&M Auto Leasing for the opportunity to crosstalk with the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron. And I think that that's why I was actually, it was refreshing to hear D'Amico kind of somewhat talk about that in a way when he was talking to the media today, when he was talking about, you know, what the playoffs bring. It gets tougher and, you know, things can bounce any different way with the oblong shaped football, right? And I think that that's the thing that I've had about this team. It'll be the thing that's most frustrating if things go the wrong way. Pardon me for bringing up the possibilities of things going bad. I know I'm not supposed to do that. But if things go the wrong way in this postseason run at some point, and it's because you decided to be the team that's like, we're just going to get into a tussle every single game, it'll be frustrating if it's just a bad bounce that takes you out at some point.
But they're comfortable in this.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, they live in it. Mm-hmm. They're fine with it, which is good.
Yeah.
Right? But it is the tough way to go about it because at any moment, damn.
One bad play.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could look up and like you said, the Steelers were playing that way, and you could look up and you got Lamar dead to rights, and all of a sudden Zay Flowers is on Patrick Queen 101 in the middle of the field because two guys couldn't get him down on the ground, and next thing you know, that could be the game.
Yeah.
So. Clint, fantastic post-game interview with Henry Toto.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
I quite enjoyed
it. Good, man.
Very, very good. I thought you guys asked a great question about the accountability, and I loved hearing from his perspective, knowing that it's not just a vertical accountability with the coaches, there's a horizontal accountability with those dudes in that room.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch, and that part of it, we get off in the ditch and in the weeds multiple times with different topics. When you talk for 20 hours a week, it happens, right? But, I mean, if you're just looking at this team in a quick glance, man, the chemistry, the accountability, the players – you know, are tied and accountable to each other, and not just, this isn't just coach speak, but legitimately, like, they're policing each other from a standpoint of like, hey man, if your ass ain't swarming like everybody else, you're an outcast, right? And that is just so contagious, man, and it's fun to watch. It's crazy to watch. I mean, right now, I'll be honest, there's a lot of really good defenses out there, but the swarm mentality on this defense is a perfect name for it. Perfect nickname or whatever the hell they want to couch it. That is exactly what they do better than anybody in football.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Excited right now. It's the playoff time. This is what we all look for.
But you know what you said? You saw it with the backups.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like
they just weren't as good as the other guys. Like, they were doing all the same stuff.
Is that Dylan Horton or is that
Kayvon Wallace had probably the best, I mean, in terms of showcasing what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That play when he came out of nowhere,
he was shot out of the corner.
It's like really good players, before they ever have a chance to square their shoulders and try to make a move or anything like that, they're wrapped up.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get there before they even have a chance to make a decision and catch their balance. And it just, I mean, like you said, even the depth players do it. And it's throughout the total organization on the defensive side of the football. They are all different animals and just play to it. It looks like what Henry said. I mean, if you don't do it, you know, back in our day, it's the old coach talking about defensively, boy, if you don't get in the film before they cut that camera off, if you don't get in the all 22, if you're not close to the ball, I don't care if you're making the tackle, but your ass better be in the picture of the camera, right? I mean, they've taken that to a whole nother level, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun to watch.
All right, man. Playoff time's back. The break is over. Text line, latest text. Good Lord, Lopez and Ron teaming up on how the Texans will lose. Jeez, guys, can we at least one day enjoy a win? My man literally said, spoiler alert, I'm picking the Texans.
That's what Lopez You hear what you want to hear.
He said, spoiler alert, they have to wait till Monday, but I'm picking the Texans.
Hater.
Hey, man, still a Reaction Monday in every different way, but in this instance, for the ninth straight time, a victory Reaction Monday. We're done here in Loop. We'll catch you tomorrow.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle, making minimum monthly payments, could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.